Congratulations to the Omaha Junior Lancers, who are participating in the USA Hockey National Championship. They just beat the team from Capistrano Valley, California, in overtime, 5-4. So congratulations to them. Why were they playing at 9:30 in the morning?
Oh, really?
Come on, man, but congratulations.
Yeah.
As a Lincoln Star guy myself, it might be one of the rare times I say anything good about the Lancers. But congratulations, the Omaha Junior Lancers. Welcome back in to the Gary Sharp Show on a Monday in which Nebraska and Texas meet in volleyball. Doesn't matter if it's volleyball, baseball, golf, tennis, football. Boy, wouldn't it would be nice to have Nebraska and Texas play again in football. 2010 is the last time. Basketball. They have met recently in baseball. Now Will Bolt is here. Be nice to get a little series. Imagine Texas coming up to play baseball. You know, you got, unfortunately, you know, got Augie Garrido anymore. He always drew the ire when he would come to Haymarket Park. But Texas baseball, I think after sweeping this weekend, I think they've won 13 in a row. That's where we've seen Nebraska and Texas outside of volleyball meet more often. But they meet today to go to the Final Four. Going to happen about 1:30. It's a busy day. The weather, they got flurries going on. Now you got a winter weather advisory. Who knows if it's really April 19th or not? Chet Holmgren is going to make his announcement on where he's going to go to school here in just a little bit. He's the number one player in the country from Minnehaha Academy in the Twin Cities, same school that produced Jalen Suggs. The favorite is Holmgren's going to say yes to Gonzaga. Creighton is still playing baseball downtown. They take on San Jose State at noon. I wonder if San Jose State will wear the same all-yellow uniforms they wore yesterday.
Loved it.
They look like a banana.
Yep.
With a little bit of blue there, as Creighton is going for a sweep. And we've got stuff happening with Nebraska football, and we have Nebraska volleyball coming up here a little bit later. All right, so it's a busy, busy morning. I don't want to go any further without mentioning this. One of the news items today, Alex Smith has announced his retirement. 16 years in the NFL. Former number one overall selection. Remember, he was Urban Meyer's quarterback at Utah. Went to San Francisco. What did he win? 75 games in San Francisco. Finishes his career with a record of 99-67-1, threw 199 touchdown passes. 49ers, Chiefs, and then with Washington. And the incredible comeback that he proved to us, but probably more so proved to himself, a horrific leg injury that could have taken his life, could have taken his leg. And he fought his way back to play an NFL football game. Comeback player of the year. He played a game last year and was effective. What a career over 16 years. A pro's pro, never super flashy, just did the job. And the middle team that he played for in Kansas City, when he showed up in Kansas City, they were 2-14. He took a 2-14 team and turned them around to an 11-5 playoff team. There is more to the story in Kansas City of Alex Smith. Came along at the right time. And Kansas City had a revolving door of quarterbacks. And they were usually there for a year or two, or it was always trying to find a stopgap. And then Alex Smith came along. And Alex Smith settled that position down for Kansas City. And because of what he did in his brief time in Kansas City, and then what he did while he was leaving, there's a lot of Chief fans that Alex Smith is going to be in their top list of players, their favorite players of all time. And Alex Smith is going to go down in Chiefs lore. I hate that there was the comeback in Indianapolis, the dreadful playoff game. But when Kansas City needed a quarterback, he came along, and then he did maybe the most important thing that Alex Smith has ever done in his career that shows you his character. Outside of coming back from a horrific leg injury, Alex Smith is a starting quarterback in Kansas City. I mean, there's only 32 of those jobs. And then you're on a team that drafts a quarterback in the first round like Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes. Some places, like Green Bay, things are going to get sideways. In Kansas City, I know I had to go there, George, but it's completely different. The Packers draft Jordan Love, and that ticks off Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Kansas City drafts Patrick Mahomes, and Alex Smith says, how can I help him? One of the best things about the development of Patrick Mahomes, he didn't have to play right away. He essentially redshirted and got a whole season learning how to be a pro on and off the field from Alex Smith. All the success he had with Kansas City, that might be his greatest contribution, is that he made the transition from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes seamless. And he took Patrick Mahomes under his wing when he had no reason to. Could have said, this is my job. I'm not giving it up. They're going to have to kick me out of here. And he stuck with it, helped Patrick Mahomes, and in turn helped himself, helped the Chiefs, and got another round of being paid when he was traded to Washington. And today he announced his retirement after 16 years. And he said, probably in very typical Alex Smith fashion, I want to spend time with my family. I want to see things that my kids are doing. And you know how important it is for his family. You saw in his whole rehab how important his family was. And the great video when he walked for the first time and the reaction of his family. So Alex Smith retires today after 16 years in the NFL. When we come back, I know we've been teasing it. We're getting a lot of stuff going on. It was a busy weekend. We're going to talk about what we saw on Saturday. I think some things that you can be encouraged by. I think some things that you have to go, okay, it's spring. And then there are some things that for the future could bode well for Nebraska. So let's figure out how we digest what we heard, what we saw on Saturday, and what it means moving forward. Because we're going to have the same speech the Monday after the spring game, which is in 2 weeks. There are some guys that are fellas on this roster. There are some guys that bode well for the future. There's some guys that I think you need to just take a deep breath and wait and see if they're there August 28th against Illinois. Speaking of Illinois, if you watch some college football this weekend, you watch some spring games, hope you looked away from Ohio State. I mean, they are loaded once again with talent, especially at wide receiver. Illinois, their spring game is tonight on Big Ten Network. So you want to do some self-scouting for the first opponent? Here's your opportunity. Brett Bielema, he's talking about doing things big. I love this idea. They have BTN all to themselves tonight to play their spring game. Nebraska goes in a couple of weeks, but what happened on Saturday? Let's sift through it when you return to the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.